Let's talk a little more football here on the Shaws at Star Market Patriots postgame show. Greg, how are you? What'd you make of this win by the Patriots today?
Oh, this was one of those where you just get on the bus, get on the plane, go home, move on to next week, and get healthy against the Bills on Monday night.
Do you think that Rob Gronkowski's availability being up in the air late in the week may have impacted how the Patriots approach this game offensively? Because I don't think they would have left him as a doubtful had they known he was definitely not going to play. It feels like they thought there was a chance he might be in there.
I mean, that might be the case, but I don't think it affected anything. I think, you know, you look at the way they came out on the first drive. They obviously had things dialed up and scripted correctly, because you couldn't do much better than, you know, the opening 75-play drive where they just went down the field, did anything they wanted to. Sony Michel's running, and he's not getting touched for 15 yards down the field. Edelman bowling into the end zone. I mean, that tells me that the Patriots had a beat on this Bears team. And then, you know, from there on out, I just think it was, you know, a lack of execution and just, you know, some key mistakes.
Greg, if Sony Michel is gone for the year or he's down for any stretch of time, what should the Patriots do at that position in terms of adding depth, or should they just ride with James White and Kenyon Barner here?
No, I mean, they're going to have to add somebody, and I don't think it's going to be Ralph Webb. I mean, I haven't looked at the emergency list yet, but I think, you know, Mike Gillisley's out there. You know, at least he knows the – you know, he knows the system. The Patriots, they will have, by this point, with every position, they've gone through what's available and they've graded them. And so whoever's at the top of their list, they'll bring them in. I mean, I think that, you know, one of the things that's, you know, sort of a trickle-down effect is, you know, how does this affect, if they had an eye on maybe improving someplace else, say before the deadline, with some of the cap space that they freed up with the Gilmore restructure, does this throw a monkey wrench into that or not? But, you know, I don't think it should. I think, you know, the Patriots pretty much, you know, look at the running back position as sort of, you know, something that they can figure out and make do with. So I don't think they're going to panic too much over this.
Greg, why do you think it was that Jason McCourty didn't play a lot in the first half of this game and maybe beyond today?
Maybe because he was really bad last week. There were a lot of those big plays that went on. You know, I know a lot of people wanted to put him on, you know, Harmon or Devin McCourty, and you could certainly make that case. But there were also at least two of those plays, the Kareem Hunt touchdown when they were in cover two and McCourty didn't carry him down the field and got beat. And then also that Tyreek Hill touchdown, the 75-yarder, to me, and I don't know, I'm just guessing, but to me it looked like the Patriots were in cover three, and which means that Jason McCourty has responsibility for that deep third of the field. And on that play, he was messing around with Travis Kelce short, with two other defenders. And, you know, so I think he had some issues last week, and I think, you know, the Patriots wanted to take a look at some of their other options. I mean, I just think in general, I think this is a game that shows you that they really don't know what they have in the secondary and what they're going to look like the second half of the season. I still think they're very much trying to figure out what their best combination is, and I don't blame them for feeling that way, because – you know, it has, outside of Gilmore, and he's had his moments, it hasn't been good to this point in the season.
Well, it felt like, so you mentioned Gilmore, it felt like he had a good game. Same for Pat Chung, but that's just me watching. I mean, were there any defensive standouts for the Patriots today to you?
I didn't see many. I mean, this is, you know, I know I heard you guys talking about the replays and things like that. See, you guys have to get – you guys aren't used to these, you know, when you cover other teams like the Dolphins and the Packers when, you know, when they haven't been very good, you know, you get used to these non-national games where you don't get a lot of replays. There aren't very good camera angles. things like that. So it was very hard to see. And plus, Soldier Field is one of the worst stadiums for sight lines and things like that in the league since they did the rebuild of that place. It's just it's a terrible place in general. And so it was really
hard to tell.
I mean,
how hard is it to hit rewind?
They were bad.
How hard is it to hit rewind and just watch it again?
Well, you know, I mean, you have these other crews, other producers who like have like fancy shots lined up, and you know they don't have their eye on the ball like these number one crews, you know, and producers, which they're there for a reason on the best games because they're used to, you know, doing things a little bit more on the fly.
That's sad. That's sad that the NFL can't find enough crews to actually get decent replay coverage.
Well, I mean, look, you can blame replay all you want, but, I mean, if Belichick really wanted to challenge that play, he could have, and then he could have gotten all the replays reviews he wanted to. I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to take a leap of faith, but, you know, I don't have a problem with him that early in the game making that decision.
Yeah, I don't think it's important enough to throw the flag at that point without having seen it. And if it was inconclusive in rewatching it, I still think you keep the flag in your pocket. It's just not worth
it. Well, I mean, as Bill said, I think we need to go out and, you know, have a yard sale or a bake sale for the NFL to get more cameras.
Sad, because it's unnecessary. It's like TBS now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been watching, Greg. TBS has been terrible for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Greg, I want to quote you on Twitter during this game. Watching Trubisky is like watching early Ryan Tannehill. So, needless to say, you're not impressed with the Bears' second-year quarterback?
I was not impressed with Mitch Tannehill at all. He was he was terrible. I mean, there were plays, and even Zoe was texting me during the game. He's like, dude, there are guys running wide open opposite Stephon Gilmore. And he just – you could tell that the Patriots coaching staff – early on in this game from their study knew that Trubisky is one of those quarterbacks, and Tannehill was like this when he first got in. He's still like this, where, you know, some quarterbacks just don't identify pressure or blitzes properly, and they get all screwed up. And so the Patriots are throwing a bunch of different pressure looks at him early, and Trubisky had no idea where the pressure was coming from. Not that the Patriots are doing anything overly complicated. He's just not that good or advanced. And so He was terrible in this game. I mean, if you had a mediocre quarter, I mean, he still ended up, well, I mean, he had some garbage time yards at the end of the first half and at the end of the game, but, I mean, he still threw for like 300 and something yards in the game. I mean, if they played like this against Mahomes the week before, I mean, you know, he might have thrown for 600, but Tannehill, I mean, I keep calling him Tannehill now. Trubisky was terrible in this game, and the Patriots were they should have made him look a lot worse.
We're calling him Biscuits now, or Biscuit, one of the two.
Yeah, apparently that's his nickname.
We had a caller earlier that called and said when he came out of North Carolina, he was asked by one reporter if he had a nickname and what he would want people to call him. And he said, well, my teammates in college call me Biscuit. So we're just going to call him Biscuit because he's soft. That's what we're going to do.
Well, maybe he can throw those better than he does footballs because he can't throw those at all.
All right, Greg, appreciate the time. We'll check out your coverage at the Boston Sports Journal.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.